Welcome to this week's Adventure Amps podcast, folks. We're excited to have Adam D. joining us, bringing the high altitude energy straight from Visit Leadville and Twin Lakes. We've got a fantastic micro moment lined up for you this week. And of course, we're packed with great conversations and plenty of laughs. Buckle up for the fun ride. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Adventure Amps podcast, your gateway to high altitude thrills of Leadville, Colorado. Nestled at 10,152 feet, Leadville is America's highest incorporated city. Surrounded by towering peaks like Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, steeped in vibrant mining history, Leadville invites you to explore this historic gem where Victorian air charm meets endless outdoor adventures. Think hiking, e-biking, and epic mountain bike trails. Every 2 weeks, we're going to dive into the business of adventure in Leadville, spotlighting the local businesses that power this community, from cozy lodges to family-owned restaurants and historic saloons. Join us as we share the electrifying stories, insider tips, and the gritty spirit of Leadville locals, inspiring your next adventure in this top of the Rockies paradise.
Adventurers, ready to ride? Visit the Colorado e-bike shop in Leadville, Colorado. Zoom through stunning trails with our high-quality e-bike rentals, find your perfect ride with our sales, or build your dream bike with our custom builds. Perfect for all levels. We've got you covered. Call 719-427-7084 to start your journey. The Colorado e-bike shop. Custom rides. Epic vibes.
Hello, we're back today and we're making our venture down to one of our favorite places in Leadville. That's the Visit Leadville Twin Lakes Center. And I'm here with my guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Sure, Mike. My name is Adam Ducharme. I am the Tourism and Economic Development Director for Lake County, which represents Visit Leadville Twin Lakes.
Well, Adam, thanks for joining me again for July. You were here at our first broadcast out in June, and so we're going to come back and find out what we have going on in Lake County, Twin Lakes, Leadville, yep, for July. Give us a scoop.
Sure, yeah. So we are entering the era of what we call beat the heat at 10,000 feet. Wish I could take credit for that, but... Katie in our office, who runs our visitor center, that was her thought. And I think it's very fitting. For those of you that don't know, Leadville has never recorded a temperature above 86 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah.
There's something new today. Yeah. That's a cool stat.
Yep. So we are your place. I was talking to a friend in Denver the other day, and they told me that their bedroom temperature at night, at 9 o'clock at night, was 82 degrees Fahrenheit in their bedroom. And most of us are like cozying up to a blanket come 7 p.m. So it's a really special thing about being in this high alpine environment. We are the highest incorporated city in the U.S. And we just have access, incredible access to activities that can keep you cool, even if it is 82 degrees, right? So things like paddleboarding, rafting, dining out on a patio with shade. We have so many awesome patios in Leadville and Twin Lakes, believe it or not. You know, if you've been out to Twin Lakes, next to the Twin Lakes Inn, which they have a wonderful bar that's open till 7 p.m., but there's the food truck court, and the food truck court is an awesome place to be outside, enjoy the sun, be able to, play cornhole, for those of you who are familiar with that, and be able to just eat some incredible food and one of the better views in terms of a patio seating experience. But, you know, in Leadville itself, between 2 Mile Brewing, the famous Treeline, I mean, if you haven't been out onto the rooftop patio at Treeline, that's a pretty special experience and a wonderful view. And I'd be remiss without mentioning Ale Yak. They are one of our newer rising stars. This is a beer garden. So anyone who's been to Europe or been to a place where It is a social gathering place. I would say for anyone that's interested in learning about local culture and sort of what does our community value and how do we want to hang out and spend time, for me, I love this concept of we're so enthusiastic about the outdoors up here that if you can go to an outside location where they host farmers markets and they have yoga and they have cornhole tournaments they have food trucks and they have just a beautiful area with shade and aspen trees and lighting at night. It's an awesome place where you'll see, newer folks, older folks, young kids, groups are meeting there. So Ale Yak, which is actually right as you come into town next to the Columbine Inn and Suites. That's an awesome location to spend some time.
She's giving a dollar off a beer if you ride your bike.
Yes, she's giving a dollar off if you ride your bike, and she's also giving a dollar off if you take the shuttle. So, and the shuttle, of course, I need to discuss the shuttle. So we do have a shuttle that runs throughout Leadville 5 days a week and can get you sort of to both sides, both ends of Leadville. And then as a special brand new offering this year, we are offering a shuttle that runs on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. To and from Leadville to Twin Lakes.
And so that's 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yep. And the driver does take an hour lunch in the middle of the day because we want humans to be fed properly. But there's a schedule up and available on leadvilletwinlakes.com. It's available through the Downtowner app, which Downtowner is the operator of that shuttle. But it's an incredible way to be able to access Twin Lakes. So you could literally come to Leadville. You could take the shuttle down to Twin Lakes, and if you wanted to, you could bike or hike back to Leadville or vice versa. There is a bike rack on the shuttle. So I think being able to offer, there are a lot of people who come up here to acclimatize while they're training, for instance, for some of our events, and they could actually do a run from Leadville down to Twin Lakes, have some food down there, enjoy the view, and then take the shuttle back to Leadville. I know for me, that sounds way more appealing than coming back via run.
It's interesting that you said take the bus and ride back or ride down. Mm-hmm. If you go out to the Colorado e-bike shop's website, we now have a turn-by-turn ride to get to Twin Lakes without having to ride on 24. It does go down some dirt roads, and it takes you down a Forest Service road, but it takes you in the back country of Leadville. But the nice thing is it's 100% cell phone covered. Mm-hmm. And as you ride into Twin Lakes, you get to see the majesty of the majesty of the Twin Lakes as you come down the Twin Lake Hill into Twin Lakes, but you don't have to ride at anywhere on 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a fun portion of it. So
I love that. I love that you have that resource. And yeah, I assume you're talking about Interlochen, right? You go up and over Interlochen and then down into
Correct.
And Interlochen is one of those areas for anyone that hasn't been there. There is some incredible dispersed camping opportunities there that is first come, first serve. And the sites, because they are free and because they are first come, first serve, they do get crowded on the weekends. So again, I always tell people, you are so much better off coming on a Thursday afternoon or evening and being able to find your spot and set yourself up. I mean, it is so worth it. And at the end of the day, I think you probably have a couple sick days that you have built up that you need to take advantage of. You might be feeling a little under the weather on Friday. So please don't tell your employer that, but I would offer that that's a really awesome way. And on the other end too, if you come up on Saturday, it might be full, but if you can come on Sunday and stay through Monday or Tuesday, I mean, again, just that access right there, you're looking down on the village of Twin Lakes and the lakes themselves and your access to Mount Elbert and to, all Lily Pond. I mean, all of the awesome hikes and sort of, stand-up paddleboarding and, just the laying on a beach in Twin Lakes, that area is a really great way to set yourself up for Twin Lakes as well as Leadville.
It's a It's a fabulous ride. We did a ride from Leadville to the Great Sand Dunes.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal was to minimize the number of miles we had to do on 24.
Nice.
And 285.
Nice.
And we've got it down to where you're only on 24 for 3.5 miles.
Yeah.
And that's just past Granite.
Yeah.
And then we got it down to where you're only on 285 for 12 miles.
Nice.
And that's just basically climbing Concha Springs Pass and getting off and heading into the Santa de Cristos there.
Mm.
So it's all doable. I was telling one of my urban riders, it's not like riding in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Our rides have to use some dirt roads mm-hmm. and have to use some Forest Service roads
yep.
and some county roads. But the unique thing is once you're off the main section of the highway, you're going to see some fabulous territory
yeah,
that you've that most people don't even know that's there. And you're still only maybe a mile or two away
that's right.
from other human beings.
I will also note that pretty much most of my wildlife encounters, like beautiful, sort of special wildlife encounters, meaning I'm a safe distance away from them, but we're able to observe them, have come from being on a bike or hiking on these county roads, these Forest Service roads. You know, it is not uncommon to come across moose or ermine or owls or foxes or snowshoe hare. I mean, there's a variety of wildlife that, again, they don't want to be on the highway. So it's a really awesome way to slow yourself down enough to be able to really experience a sense of place.
I think a good example was last night we did our moonlight ride out to Turquoise Lake to see the full moon. And we left at 7 from Leadville, downtown Leadville. We turned around 9:30. When we were out at Turquoise on the loop, Turquoise Lake loop, we saw one car.
Mm, yeah.
But we didn't see any other people. That's all that passed us as we're riding. And I was explaining to the people riding with us that this is what it's like Monday through Thursday out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's nobody.
Yep.
So if you want that peace and tranquility,
yeah,
the midweek is when to come.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, for me, I understand. Listen, I have a 9-to-5. I have kids. I understand the weekend warrior mindset. But I've actually taken it upon myself in the last 2 years with my kids to set my summer up so that there are weekdays that we're planning our camping trips and our adventures, because your experience is just so much more fulfilling when you're able to, you know, there's not a person probably in the United States that isn't somewhat familiar with the chaos that is I-70. So the more that you can sort of detach yourself from that, I know it has added years to my life by not sitting in traffic on I-70. So, you know, again, I think that the more that you can kind of find those experiences, the more you're actually going to truly appreciate a place. I don't even mean Leadville Twin Lakes. I mean just a place. When you can actually sit yourself down at a coffee shop or sit yourself, you know, get yourself to a trailhead and have that sense of expansiveness. You know, we call it JOMO, which is the joy of missing out, right? So we live in a world where we have rather than FOMO, rather than the fear of missing out. Your life, I guarantee you that there's not a person that is listening to this that doesn't have some sort of relationship to, oh my God, there's 7 things to do and we can only pick 3 of them. And it's a really easy way to work yourself up in terms of there's always too much to do. And what we offer and what I think is kind of one of the very special things about Leadville Twin Lakes is, you know, this place has so much access to peace and serenity and the opportunity for you to slow down and to take a deep breath and to sort of like have those special moments with loved ones and with family members and with coworkers even. I mean, you know, I actually just spoke with a team that was coming through here last week and they are doing the Race Across America and they're a professional team of athletes who do bike training, and they said that they come up to Leadville every year because they have access to, obviously, you know, this elevation and being able to train here, but they also really love how they can get to know the community over the course of 2 weeks and feel like they're a part of something special. And it just slows their whole journey down because they're about to spend 12 days literally racing across America.
I have a cute story about the Australians that were in town.
Yeah.
He had brought several people to watch him.
Yeah.
And they weren't able to go biking with him. So they rented e-bikes.
Nice.
And were riding their e-bikes with him while he was training.
Nice.
So they could see him train. And for a couple of them, it was the first time being able to ride with him, be able to keep up.
Yeah.
So I thought it was clever that they had come out here. And they got to, they rode Independence Pass and Cottonwood Pass and
that's great.
All over. So it was just kind of a cute, cute story that's how e-bikes have helped people join in on the traditional bike riders.
That's so great.
On the punishing hills.
Oh, yeah.
A couple questions for you.
Yep.
We have a lot of people that are starting to travel to the area. What are some budget for the budget conscious traveler? What are some ideas or how can Leadville cater to those budget conscious travelers?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, I will always say that the Leadville Ranger District actually has one of the larger campsite networks. So these are managed campsites. So people who don't necessarily want to boondock or disperse camp, but want to actually have some of the amenities of a campsite, the Leadville Ranger District has quite a few campsites. And weekdays in those campsites, you can find tons of reservations for big groups, for small groups, you know, kind of like you name it. So I always think that is a really good option. Not to mention the fact that, you know, we do have all of our commercial lodging in town. They offer really awesome midweek deals. And that includes all of our VRBOs and Airbnbs, all of our short-term rentals. The pricing is very dynamic in the weekdays. So I am always shocked, especially when you compare ourselves to a lot of our surrounding communities, that the rates that you can find. So that's one thing I would say on lodging. In terms of activities, you know, I'm always shocked a little bit at how much time you can spend in the mining museum versus the cost of entry. I mean, in terms of if you're a history buff or if you're interested in learning more about mining and learning more about modern applications of mining. So again, renewable energy and sort of where things are going in sort of the like technology space and those types of industries, that mining museum is worth every penny. And then aside from that, the for families, I always recommend the fish hatchery because, you know, and I did mention that last time that there's so much to do. And if you want to, you can bring quarters to get fish food to feed the fish. But aside from that, there is no, sort of financial requirement there between the hiking trails and being able to see the fish and the interpretation in the museum. That's a pretty remarkable resource. And then on top of that, in Leadville, we do have currently this summer, we have 7 museums that are open and a majority of those ones are free as well. And if you come to the visitor center, you can get a passport and you can actually take that passport to the museums. And if you go to a certain number of the museums, I believe it's 3 or 4, you actually get a poster, a free poster, a Leadville poster at the visitor center if you return it back to us. So that's a really good way. And then just 2 other things I'll mention are we do have a walking tour now, a historic walking tour of Harrison Avenue, downtown Harrison Avenue. And that is a really, really great. There are QR codes. Come to the visitor center. They can explain it to you. But there are QR codes around town and a lot of information about that walking tour, as well as there's a driving tour now between Ski Cooper and Tennessee Pass through Camp Hale all the way down to Minturn. And that's that is a driving tour that's on the app called Travel Stories, which is a, you know, basically it's a geo-located tour. So when you get to the start of the tour, it will sort of audio guide you along.
I haven't done that, but I've had a couple of friends that have participated in that.
Yeah.
So, and I think going down the Camp Hale is a fun place, or going over the Tennessee Pass to the Colorado Trail or the CDT.
That's right.
Headways, trail headways are a fun place. I always tell people they need to stop by the Matchless Mine.
Yep.
10 to 2 each day. And that's a quick, fun visit. It's also an easy place to get to for families.
Yep. Yeah.
For that.
And again, I'd be remiss without mentioning the fishing too. You know, we between Hayden Meadows and the Arkansas River, I mean, you know, again, in terms of low cost activities, I mean, we have some of the most remarkable goldwater access. That starts right at the headwaters of the Arkansas here in Leadville. So that's another really good option.
Over the years, how has Leadville dealt with the new influx of tourism on managing the, you know, we get a much larger crowd in the summer than we do in the winter. How has Leadville prepared themselves for that coming from the tourism side?
Yeah. So, I think that most people are aware that we had a global pandemic at one point, in 2020, and as a response of that, myself included, in 2021, there was kind of a cabin fever mentality of people wanting to get outside. And so we did see quite an influx, quite a big pickup in our visitation starting in the summer of 2021. And believe it or not, those numbers have cooled quite a bit. So for anyone, if the last time that you came to Leadville or Twin Lakes was in 2021 or 2022, please come back. If you could have anticipated exactly what was going to happen as a reflexive reaction to the global pandemic, then you're probably retired at this point. So, but at the end of the day, we are seeing more people. But to be perfectly blunt about it, it is not as crowded as people think. In fact, there is kind of this thought, or there has traditionally been a thought, in Leadville during the summer that you can't take a left on Harrison Avenue. That's kind of the joke that the locals make. And to be honest with you, that has not been the case for the past few summers because it is just not as crowded. There's a lot of things that are changing. And so it makes it for that experience of coming to a small town that everyone kind of loves and appreciates. But in terms of managing or in terms of conservation and sort of what we call destination stewardship, you know, basically making sure that we're not loving our place to death. We at the tourism office have been, we've been working tirelessly with our partners to talk about issues like human waste, fire management, proper fire management. Over Memorial Day weekend, there were 8 unattended fires, meaning 8 fires that were left behind by campers that were not put out properly. And put out properly, what does that mean? It means you drown your fire. You don't just throw some dirt on top of it. You have to drown your fire in water, and then you have to put your hand within an inch of the coals. Now, I'm not saying touch the coals. If that's your journey, that says more about you. But put your hands near the coals, and if you do not feel heat coming off of them, then you can feel safe that you have done what you can to prevent forest fires. I, you know, will show my age and say in saying that at a young age, I was told that I am the only one that can prevent forest fires. And Smokey made that very clear to me. And that still applies. But we also really try and encourage people to consider things like propane fire pits. They make really amazing propane fire pits now that are not the traditional rinky-dink Amazon, you know, Walmart one. I have the Rinky Dink one, so I'm not judging, but they make some really amazing travel hardy fire pits now that hook up to a propane tank. And what is that? That's a fire pit with a lot of radiant heat for you and your family that has an on off switch. And so then at night, dad or whoever does not have to spend 20 minutes making sure that they put out the fire that could potentially cause the next interlocking fire that we had here last year. So again, 800 acres burned, and that could have been prevented. So these are the kinds of messages that we really try and be as consistent as possible. And on top of that, we work with the Colorado Tourism Office. I'm on the Destination Stewardship Council for the state of Colorado, and we're actually one of the first ones in the country to have a dedicated destination stewardship plan with tactics. And one of those is a messaging tactic. So the average human being needs to hear things 8 times before it actually penetrates their psyche. And so we have this campaign called Do Colorado Right. And how that starts is when people start thinking about coming to Colorado, they are hit with Do Colorado Right messaging. And then when you get on the plane, there'll be some messaging at the airport. There'll be some messaging on the train that you have to take a DIA. There'll be messaging on buses. There's messaging on billboards. And then when you get to Leadville, Twin Lakes, because of course that's your first destination and your number one destination, is that when you get here, you're going to see Do Leadville Twin Lakes Right messaging. And that is messaging that is, it mirrors the Do Colorado Right, but it's specific to our community. So these are the things that are the most pressing and the most important for our community. And a lot of that has to do with being aware of the elevation, being aware, fire aware, being trash aware, being aware of the speed and pace at which you're coming into a small community. Because again, the more you slow down and recognize that you're on vacation, the better time we're going to have and you're going to have.
Chatting about slowing down, I always get excited at the first 2 weeks of June, because that's when we start seeing our first through hikers come into town, especially the ones that are starting on the Colorado Trail down out of Water Canyon, down by Chatfield Dam. They've been on the trail 6-10 days getting up to us. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice to see those first slow living people walking into our town. Always a little dirty, a little smelly, but it's sure fun to watch them know that they're, for the next 30, 35 days, they have slowed their life down to take a magnificent hike through the Colorado Rockies. So it's always exciting to see that. And now it just starts getting busier and busier with our through hikers coming from north and south, and east and west. So
And I will say that trail culture is something that is very much a part of who we are as a community as well, right? I mean, we obviously are steeped in history, and we have a huge amount of our who we are as Leadville and Twin Lakes that has to do with Camp Hale and our connection to World War II, and our connection to mining history, both in the past and present day. But we also have quite a bit of our culture is revolving around the race series. So the Leadville 100 bike and run and all of the race events. But we also have sort of just this trail culture ethos. So, you know, we have businesses like Zero Day, which is literally a coffee shop that was set up by two through hikers. And for those of you that don't know, a Zero Day is a day when you don't hike any additional miles. You hike 0 miles.
It's your bath day. Bath and laundry day.
Yeah. And get your packages. Yeah. And we have in Twin Lakes at the general store, at Leadville Outdoors, as well at Zero Day, we have locations where people can ship their boxes to their hiker. It's called the hiker box, and you can actually ship stuff to them. And, you know, what I think is so incredible about journeys like that is that there is kind of a passion and connection to that kind of culture in this community. So we do have people who actively participate in trail magic. And trail magic is everything from someone offering to buy you a coffee or a sweet treat, which again, if you're walking, tens to twenties of miles a day. A pastry is pretty darn appetizing. And then on top of that, people will give you rides, and you can engage in some awesome conversations just about why people are on trail and where they're going and who they are. You might have to take a few inches back, step back from them because yes, they probably haven't had their shower yet, but.
Or you roll your window down in your car. That's right. You're bringing them in from one of the trailheads.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. But it's all just a really special and sort of a unique part of our culture that I know a lot of our community really leans into. And again, it's just part of what humbles us is that we have this connection to the Rockies, and we're kind of at the top. We have been named by the Continental Divide Trail Coalition as the spiritual halfway point of the Continental Divide Trail. So, and we wear that with you know, as a badge of honor, because we like to think of ourselves as very much a part of that culture.
Yeah, it's a unique culture, but it's such a fun culture. And Bob down at the Twin Lake General Store does a great job on hosting all the through hikers that come through to him. And in Outdoor Leadville, I just saw the day they had their hiker box out on the sidewalk chained up. So
yep.
They are in full through hike mm-hmm. Theory. And, you know, through hiking, day hiking, biking, e-biking, and the horses are now out on the trails. So it's just a fun time to see that all the different communities now are passing each other as they're on the trails. What are some of the big events coming up in July?
Sure.
For Leadville and Twin Lakes?
Yep. So July specifically, the Leadville Marathon, Trail Marathon and Half Marathon is June 28th, but you know, we roll right into July where we really start the meat of our events for the racers. The Silver Rush 50 run is on July 12th. And then we have the Silver Rush 50 mountain bike ride. And that's on July 13th. And those are just, I mean, from my perspective, I actually think the Silver Rush course, which brings you up on the east side of Leadville and the Mosquito Range, it's a more challenging technical course. I'm trying the Leadville 100 mountain bike ride with 12,600 feet of vertical. I have to keep reminding myself this year for the first time, but I'm doing it because I'm too afraid of doing the Silver Rush, because again, it's very cool to watch people challenge themselves in that way. It's a very rugged environment. But just being able to see people put themselves through that, again, even if you have no interest, being able to come and spectate those things is just so incredible, because again, it's that shared experience of doing something really difficult. I mean, you'd have to have no emotions to not be at that finish line and not be just filled with sort of pride and sort of a sense of accomplishment for everyone that's coming through. So,
yeah, I think the East Side Mining District, with all the culture and the history behind it, is a much more fun place for runners to be. I don't think people get the running through Stumptown in the early morning is exciting. And to think of that used to have 500 and 600 people living at that elevation, that far from town in the 1800s, to me still baffles me how they survived up there.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Yes, exactly. And it is shocking. Like, again, all of it, that's why I love our history, is because when you access our history, if you go up on the east side or even around Turquoise Lake and you see some of these mining claims, not only is there no gates around it, but it's hard as heck to get up into these areas, just as a person with all your modern amenities. So to think that folks were doing that in much harder conditions
with a burrow.
Yeah. For years and years and years is just, it's awe-inspiring. And then of course that's on the racing side, but of course, you know, I should mention the 4th of July. So, on Independence Day, in Leadville, you know, we have the Firecracker Fun Run. We have the parade that starts at 10 a.m. downtown. We have our 4th of July airport cookout. And for anyone that hasn't been to that, that's very cool. There's fly-ins and flyovers from different planes. And the cookout is always a really good time. And then we have the Lions Club sponsors our fireworks display. And that's always at dusk. And that does happen at Dutch Henry Hill. It's just an awesome day full of events. And for me, there's something really magical, special, unique about standing on Harrison Avenue, seeing Mount Elbert and Mount Massive in the background and being a part of that parade. I mean, the view doesn't disappoint.
Very cool. So it's going to be an exciting July. Mm-hmm. For us, we have had cool weather up to this point. So
sure.
I'm hoping that July brings us a little bit of more,
yep.
a little bit warmer weather,
mm-hmm.
but we've had good sun.
Yep.
And we're into our, I always tell people, June's our late spring.
Yeah.
It's really not our summer, our beginning of our summer. It's our late spring.
Yep.
And then July, in the middle of July, is when the wildflowers we'll be peaking here in Leadville. And there's a lot of cool places around Leadville to see the wildflowers.
That's exactly right. I have this I have this idea, this seed of an idea that I would love to do. So we have boom days. So that's in early August, first weekend in August. And for anyone who's not familiar, that is our event, the massive event, a weekend long event that really celebrates our mining heritage and all things Western culture. So that's definitely that we'll talk about that, you know, as we head into August, but that's a can't miss event, especially because, you know, it gives you an opportunity to dress up in period costume. And I cannot pull off cowboy boots or a hat. I'm from Boston. I am a Yankee through and through. I cannot pull that stuff off. But on boom days, I'm allowed. And it's okay. But I have this thought where I'd love to make an event called Bloom Days in the middle of July, where we focus on you know, our wildflowers, because again, there are pretty easily accessible hikes, you know, Mayflower Gulch, Timberline Trail, and really all around Turquoise Lake and some of the surrounding trails. It doesn't take you that long. You can even go to the Colorado Mountain College trails and get out on some of the Cloud City Wheelers trails a little bit farther out, and you will see wildflowers. And it is, that is definitely something for a Boston Yankee like myself to be able to see just the variety and the colors in the landscape is that nothing short of amazing.
And what I appreciate it is that at our elevation, we only get 2 weeks and maybe three on a good year of it. So you have to be ready and prepared and excited to see it. Down in downtown Leadville right now, I'm just starting to see the first columbines bloom for that. So you know the columbines, that they're up at the higher elevations, they're a few weeks behind. But down here at the first elevation, the Indian paintbrushes and the columbines are starting to be in full bloom. So that's just an indication of what's to come. And we've had a nice wet spring and summer, and that just is going to – that equates to really beautiful wildflowers, and it also equates to some dry times in August for us. So, but it's exciting. So.
And the other nice thing about this wet the May and June that we've had is I think all throughout Colorado, you know, anyone who lives on the Front Range can probably vouch for this. There's a vibrancy to the green. I went for a mountain bike ride yesterday, and I personally have not seen these shades of green for quite some time. I mean, it is beautiful right now in terms of just things coming alive and sort of the contrast with the snow that's still around on some of the peaks. It's definitely worth the price of admission right now.
I always appreciate the green because I love the snow white in the winter, but after October through April of looking at just white snow, the change of colors always excites me.
Yeah, definitely.
For that. Well, we're coming to the end. Any parting wisdom or any parting events that you want to pass on?
Totally. I want to talk about, you know, for me, I'm the kind of traveler and the kind of person that always wants the hidden gems, right? And the best thing about Leadville Twin Lakes is that in general, we are not the stand for 2 hours in a line kind of place. We are not the overpacked, oversaturated kind of place. But for me, you know, thinking about some hidden gems, things for kids, we have a new toy store in town. So remember Rocky Mountain Toys right on the end of Harrison. Give them a visit. They have really incredible toys. My kids like it in there too much. Alpine Gifts. They have a ton of really awesome souvenirs if you want to take a piece of Leadville Twin Lakes back with you. Blue Flower Candy Shop and Provisions. Not only do they have candy in there, but they do have provisions. So if you're that, you know, if you're up here and maybe you're not up here for one of the races, but you think you're going to do some hiking or biking or e-biking or anything, you can go in there and you can get your nutrition needs. Mountain Nutrition is actually it's a shop right near the laundromat, right near the grocery store, right near Safeway, and they have really, really good. I got a protein waffle in there the other day that was like, okay, if this is health food, sign me up. But they have smoothies and things like that. And then Fire on the Mountain, that's a very cool place to bring kids. They have pottery. You can make your own pottery in there. They have coloring books, yarn. They hold different weekly art programs. So that's a really great place. And then again, on the souvenir side, the Firehouse and Elevation Goods are great places to sort of get those special things. And then obviously Harper Rose is a really great place to get any of your art. I mean, I actually try not to go in there because I end up spending money, but it's just some of the art they have in there by local artisans is just remarkable. And then from there, everyone, when they come through Leadville, they tend to go to Harrison Avenue. But trust me, walk a half a block off Harrison Avenue, you're going to have access to Pastime, which is a very, very cool bar, very old school Wild West. But they have karaoke, they have trivia, they have all these very fun things going on. Zero Day, that coffee shop I mentioned. Iris Moon is a newer shop that's right on the end of Harrison Avenue that has all sorts of stuff in there. And then, the other one is Moe's Barbecue, right? So really good barbecue, and you're not going to see it from Harrison Avenue. So you got to poke around a little bit. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people know about High Mountain Pies, but if you've never heard of High Mountain Pies, I'm just going to say that get on Google and you will find out, that place speaks for itself. And then also in Twin Lakes, the village of Twin Lakes. I think some people have this impression that, you know, it's this little hamlet and you can't get things, but again, between the general store and the Twin Lakes Inn, between Sup and Cycle, between Roadhouse with their coffee bar, as well as the food trucks, you know, you can kind of get anything you need over there. And those for me are always the like lesser knowns that I think I love being able to share with people.
Yeah. I think you can spend a whole day in Twin Lakes and never have to leave the one block area, and you'll have all of your needs met, and you get to run over to the lake. It's easy access to the lake. It's easy access to hiking. Mm-hmm. And that's just it's a terrific place to hang out. I think it's also a good place to hang out if you don't want to be on the highway to beat the roads going up to Independence Pass.
Yeah.
You can get the same mountain experience just sitting in Twin Lakes. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Adam, thanks for giving us our 30 minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
For the month of July.
Yeah.
And it will be an exciting month. And when we have August coming up, and for those that can't see us, Adam and I are actually sitting outside because it was the quietest place in the community was in the backyards.
Yep.
And we got the whole thing in just before it started to rain.
That's right.
So I'm going to say thanks again, Adam. We appreciate everything you do for the county and for the tourism and for the city of Leadville and Twin Lakes. And we'll see you next month.
Yeah, my pleasure. Do it again soon.
Our micro moment from the trail this week is in Leadville. Uncover the Matchless Mine, a historic treasure steeped in the wild tales of the Silver Rush. In 1878, silver tycoon Forrest Tabor struck it rich here, transforming the Matchless into one of Colorado's most legendary mines. Tabor's wealth funded the Leadville Opera House and fueled his lavish lifestyle. But his fortunes plummeted with the silver crash of 1893. His wife, Baby Doe, clung to the mine, living in its cabin through bitter winters until her death in 1935. Her story, a haunting echo of the boom and bust dreams of Leadville. Open daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the summer, the Matchless Mine offers guided or self-guided surface tours. Peer into the original mining shaft, explore the hoist house, and try your hand at gold panning. Bring the family to soak in the stunning mountain views and feel the thrill of stepping into a real 19th century mining site. Snap a photo by the iconic headframe and uncover artifacts like rusted tools and ore samples that bring the history to life. This is part of the National Mining Hall of Fame. This is more than a mine. It's a journey into the rugged Leadville past. visit the Matchless Mine in Leadville. Your adventure awaits. You can find more information at mininghalloffame.org. And that is our micro moment for this week. See you on the trail.
Hey folks, ready for a blast? Grab an e-bike with epic happy adventures. Cruise historic trails, check out old railroads, or soak in epic views, all in a few hours. Super easy for beginners with bikes and guides to keep it fun. Please call 719-427-7084 to book now. Epic happy adventures, history, views, and good vibes.
That's a wrap for this week's podcast. Big shout out to Adam D for dropping that Visit Leadville and Twin Lakes magic. We had a blast with the epic micro moment this week. Hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform and swing by our YouTube channel. We're leveling up every episode. Keep exploring, and we'll see you on the trail.
E-bike humming low, but cruising through the night. No gas, no fumes, just the wind in my face. Batteries alive, I'm setting the pace. Charge it up, let's go.